Welcome to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Trident Fire Church. Whether you're located in the beautiful suburbs of Chesterfield County, Virginia, off of Malopian Turnpike, 901 Moorfield Park Drive, and the zip is 23236, we are a church that's on fire for Jesus, one where the Word of God is preached in the fullness, where people can experience the blessings of God, the miracle working power of God to heal sickness and disease, and also deliver people from the bondage of the enemy, praise God, and put them on the road to heaven, praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord is blessing at the Trident Fire Church. Now stay tuned for an exciting message here on the broadcast that you might hear the word of God, that faith may come alive in your heart, that you may believe God, that God will work a miracle in your life. And stay tuned at the close of the broadcast for the prayer of faith, that you might receive a blessing from God, because today could be your day for a miracle. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Let them know the Power from Heaven radio broadcast is on there. Now today's message will be coming from 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, talking about the miracle-working power of God. Amen. Elisha the prophet, dealing with the Shunammite woman, praise God, how that the woman believed God, and God worked a miracle in her life. Now stay tuned for this exciting message and get ready for the prayer of faith at the close of the broadcast.
Start in the gospel, going to King Solomon. 2 Kings 2 or go to 2 Kings 4 chapter. And let's make a start there. 2 Kings the 4th chapter. Praise God. What did the Bible say? My Bible reader, amen, Sister Melissa, she going to read the word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Those that listen to the broadcast, amen, you can read along in your Bibles. And those in the church today, y'all can read in your Bibles. Praise the Lord. In 2 Kings, the 4th chapter. Praise the Lord. Amen. What did the Bible say? Amen. Sister Melissa.
2 Kings, chapter 4. Mm-hmm. Now therefore cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elijah, saying, thy servant my husband is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen.
Praise the Lord. Now this woman had a problem. She had an issue. Her husband was dead. And she owed a debt that had to be paid. Say she, amen. In order for her to get the debt paid, they will take her sons. And that was something she didn't want to happen. That was a situation she needed help. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are situations we face in life that seem hard and seem like we, amen, need an answer. Whatever the problem is, whether you got sickness in your body, whether you hooked on drugs or alcohol, whether you, praise God, got a mental problem, whatever the problem is, it seemed like a very hard situation. The doctor may give you a bad report. Whatever the problem is, it may seem to be an impossible situation. But I'm here to let you know Jesus is a miracle man.
Amen.
The Lord can work a miracle in your life.
Yes.
It's time to get rid of the doubt. Yes. It's time to get rid of the unbelief.
Yes.
It's time to get rid of fear.
Amen.
It's time to learn how to trust the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
God don't change. Ain't y'all glad God don't change?
Amen.
Amen. Now this woman, praise God, had a problem, and she talked to the man of God, Elisha the prophet. Amen. What did the Bible say, Sister Melissa?
And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmen have not anything in the house. Save a pot of oil.
Now, praise God. The Lord wants to use what you have. It's not what you don't have, but what you have.
Exactly.
You need to give the Lord what you have.
Yeah. All right.
I'm telling you, God is not asking for something that you don't have.
Right.
You need to dedicate yourself to the Lord. Give the Lord what you have.
Hallelujah.
Thank praise God. Amen. God will take what you have.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. If you want to be delivered, you want to be saved, dedicate your life to Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Present yourself to Him.
Amen.
And the Lord will pour you in Him and clean your life up.
Amen.
And deliver you and set you free and make you a child of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, that's a miracle.
Praise God. That's
amen.
Right.
How the Lord can set people free from alcohol. Set people free from drugs.
Yes, He can.
Set people free from, praise God, running the streets.
Yes, He
can. And give you a mind to live right.
That's right.
Give you a mind to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
He can, amen, give you a sound mind.
Yeah.
Amen. When people got mental issues.
Yes.
But the Lord can deliver you from that.
That's right.
And cast those demons out you.
Yes.
And give you a mind to be able to be a sound woman and impossible, but the Lord can make it possible.
Yeah, yes, he can. Yes,
he can. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Because with God, there's nothing too hard for him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. This woman here had an issue here, and Elisha told her, what you got in the house? Amen. And the woman told her what he had, what she had. What did the Bible say, said Melissa?
Then he said, go borrow these vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few.
Amen. Go borrow some vessels there. Now listen, this woman only had a little bit of oil. And then go borrow some vessels. How in the world she gonna fill those vessels up? That's a miracle. You heard me? Glory to God. Amen. The Lord said, praise our God. He's a God of abundance. Ain't that right? I'm telling you, it's time to take the limit off in God. Amen. Knowing that the Lord can do anything. I'm telling you, amen, that woman went and amen, obeyed what Elisha told her to do.
All right.
She went and got extra jobs.
Amen.
Amen. And borrowed a whole lot of them. Not a few, but a whole lot. Amen. It's time to take the limit off in God. Amen. Knowing that God can go beyond what man said.
All right.
I'm telling you, go to God. Amen. I'm telling you, let every man be a liar. Let God's word be true.
Yeah.
It's time to believe the word of God. Knowing the Lord is a healer. Knowing the Lord is a savior.
Yeah.
He's a
before.
Amen. Well, look at God. Amen. Told her to pour into the vessel. Amen. And set aside which is full. You know that's faith. Praise our God. How in the world is she going to take that little bit of oil and fill them vessels up?
Right.
Amen. That's a miracle.
Yes, amen.
I'm telling you, God is a miracle worker.
God is a miracle.
It's time to believe God. What the Lord can do.
Yes.
Take the limit off of the law.
Yes.
Knowing God can go beyond what man said.
Yes.
Amen. You got an unsaved son.
Yes.
You got unsaved children.
Yes.
But the Lord can break them down.
Yes.
And drag them to the foot of the cross.
Yes.
And cause them to repent.
Yes.
Oh, God's a God of miracles.
Yes.
Don't give up on that unsaved child.
Yes.
Don't give up on that unsaved son. Because the power of God can save them. That's your Savior.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. That woman believed Elisha. And God blessed it all.
Yes.
And caused it to multiply.
Yes.
And she took on pouring.
Yes.
And filling up them bottles.
Yes.
Because she believed the word of God.
Yes.
You believe God's word.
Yes.
And God will bless you.
Yes.
And cause you to multiply.
Yes.
Cause you to excel.
Yes.
For there's a power.
Yes.
There's power.
Yes.
There's power.
Yes.
In God's word.
Yes.
Thank y'all say amen. Stretch and go further than the heathen do.
Yeah.
Take your Bible said.
And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son,
yes,
bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more in the oil stage.
Amen. I'm telling you, amen. She filled up all those vessels.
Yes.
And then, amen. And it was born to be filled.
Yes.
Look at God.
Yes.
Look at God.
Yes.
Look at God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is a God of abundance.
Yes.
He gives you abundance.
Yes.
I'm telling you, amen. You got plenty. He gives you plenty. Thank y'all, say amen.
Amen.
Look, glory to God. He won't let you go lack.
Amen.
But he'll give you plenty.
Yes.
Good health.
Yes.
He'll give you plenty of
yes.
abundant life.
Yes.
He'll give you plenty of
yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Plenty of
yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise our God.
All right,
amen. Because he's a God of abundance.
Yes. Amen.
Can y'all say amen?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's all right.
Don't say amen. Come on. You look good.
Uh-huh.
You look good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because the Lord beautified you.
Uh-huh.
He beautified his people.
Yeah.
His salvation. Glory to God. Amen. When the Lord beautified you,
yeah.
His salvation,
uh-huh.
You look good to the world.
Yes,
you look good to those out there in sin. Because the Lord done fix you up.
Yeah.
Done clean you up.
Yeah. Amen. That's all right.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the Lord will clean you up. He'll fix you up. Oh, yes, it will. He'll beautify you with the salvation, with the Spirit. Glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, I'm telling you, when the Lord deliver you from alcohol, deliver you from drugs, deliver you from smoking, he'll beautify the flesh, make you look so good, and the world will see the change in you, because Jesus done clean you up, praise our God. God is a God of abundance. He will bless you tremendously, give you plenty of life to live, I'm telling you, glory to God. Heal your body of sickness and disease. Oh, yes, sir. Because Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Yes, sir. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Yes, God is a God of miracles. This is a powerful message. I'm telling you, we're going to continue on another broadcast. So stay tuned for the continuation of the message. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. I'm telling you that you may believe God for a miracle today. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord is in a miracle working business.
If I could hear my
just lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we touch and agree that the Lord will work a miracle in your life. Because Jesus is a miracle man. Praise God. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message, knowing that Jesus, you are a miracle man. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, those that got eye disease. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal and deliver by the power of God. Let your miracle-working power go through these radio waves. Go into the homes of the people. Deliver the people. Bring their pressure down in the heal the eyes. In the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver people. Cause that cancer to die and pass from the body. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. And by your stripes, we are healed. Lord, do it for Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. Just lift your hands up and give God the praise, saying, by his stripes, I am healed. Just give the Lord the praise. For a miracle, and saying, by his stripes I am healed. And I'm telling you, the power of God will work a miracle in your life. Praise God. And write it, put it on the email on the letter. Write it and tell me about it. I'd like to rejoice with you. Address all mail to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast at P.O. Box 38182. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, zip 23231. Sister Velvet and myself, Missionary Velvet and myself, be glad to receive your letters, how this ministry has been a blessing unto you. Those of you that like to click into our website, be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at www.heavenboundtrain.org. That's www.heavenboundtrain.org. Those of you who like to send your financial support by the PayPal button, it's a secure website, secure button. I'm telling you, we'll be glad to receive your donations, large or small, to help us spread the gospel about the good news of Jesus Christ. Praise God. If you like to mail it, we're glad to receive your mail of donations. Praise God. I'm telling you, you're invited to enjoy a 10-hour service at Trial and Fire Church. We're located 901 Morphia Park Drive in Richmond, Virginia, off of the Midlothian Turnpike. And our service time, Bible school at 10 a.m. We have a wonderful Bible school, a spiritual Bible school, praise God. And our worship service starts around 12. You're looking for a church home, you can come to the Trial and Fire Church. Be glad to receive you with open arms. Amen. At the Trial and Fire Church. We have love at the Trial and Fire Church. To this broadcast, may God bless you from your radio pastor, Elder William D. Holmes. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Praise God. Look to see you in one of our services at the Trial and Fire Church. God bless you. Praise God. The Power from Heaven radio broadcast production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.